RWAs became Hyperliquid's fastest-growing user driver in H1 2026. Tokenized real-world assets pulled in nearly a third of Hyperliquid's new users during the first half of 2026, according to a research insight shared by CoinBureau on August 16, 2026. The figure, RWAs accounted for 31.7% of new user growth in H1 2026, adding 169,000 wallets to the network. That single number reframes a debate that has run for 2 years. Tokenized treasuries, credit, and other off-chain assets have long been pitched as the bridge that would bring traditional capital on-chain. The counterargument was always that RWAs generated headlines and total value locked charts, but not actual users. Hyperliquid's H1 data cuts against that skepticism. A user acquisition channel, not just a TVL line. Most RWA reporting fixates on assets under management. Treasuries tokenized, dollars parked, yield captured. Those numbers say how much money moved, not how many people showed up. The 169,000 wallet figure is different because it measures the people, and it attributes almost a third of them to a single product category. For a venue built primarily around perpetual futures trading, that mix is notable. Hyperliquid's core reputation is high-throughput derivatives. If nearly 1 in 3 new wallets in H1 2026 arrived through an RWA on-ramp rather than the order book, the network is broadening its base beyond leverage traders into holders who want tokenized yield exposure. The distinction matters for anyone modeling where on-chain adoption comes from next. A trader churns with volatility. Someone parking capital in a tokenized treasury behaves more like a savings customer, with longer holding periods and steadier balances. That kind of user is harder to win and stickier once won. The retail echo of an institutional buildout. The H1 2026 window sits inside a broader institutional push into tokenization. Traditional asset managers and banks spent the first half of the year running live pilots rather than proofs of concept. A 40-firm Wall Street trial of tokenized assets put names like JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs on the same rails, and issuers such as Securitize crossed record tokenized AUM even while posting a quarterly loss. Hyperliquid's growth reads as the retail-facing echo of that institutional buildout. When large managers legitimize tokenized instruments, the on-chain venues that list them capture the downstream users. The 31.7% share suggests the pipeline is now delivering people, not just assets. Set against the wider market, the backdrop was cautious rather than euphoric. As of August 16, 2026, Bitcoin traded around $63,065, roughly flat on the day and down 2.6% over the week, with the fear and greed index sitting at 37, fear. Ether was near $1,081, growth driven by tokenized asset demand during a fearful sideways tape is a stronger signal than growth during a mania because it points to utility rather than speculation. The caveat's worth holding. One research insight from a single source is a starting point, not a settled fact. The underlying methodology, how a wallet gets attributed to RWAs versus trading, and whether these users stay active past their first deposit, all sit outside the figure quoted. New wallet counts also flatter easily. One person can open several, and an on-ramp promotion can spike acquisition without lasting engagement. There's also a concentration question. If a large slice of that 31.7% clustered into 1 or 2 tokenized products, the RWA label overstates diversity. Broad demand across many instruments is a healthier signal than a single yield product doing the heavy lifting. The reported number does not break that down. The red for on-chain users. For people already spending or holding stablecoins on-chain, the trend points in a familiar direction. Tokenized treasuries and stablecoin-denominated balances increasingly sit next to trading capital in the same wallet, which is the same convergence that makes on-chain crypto cards practical. Idle tokenized value on one side, a spending rail on the other. The near-term takeaway is narrower. Tokenized real-world assets are now measurably bringing new people on-chain, and on at least one major venue they did so at scale in H1 2026. The number to watch next is retention. Whether those 169,000 wallets are still active at year-end, or whether they were a one-time deposit that never came back.